walked over to my Rebbe at TABC, and I said to him, I said, listen, you know, my bar mitzvah was last year. I've been going to davening with my father every day ever since. But I read the words, but I don't really know what to do. I know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what daven's about. What does it look like? How do I daven? And I remember he looked at me, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, don't worry. Just keep reading the words, and it'll come to you. You'll be okay. And I looked at him, and I said, okay, I guess that's the last time I'm asking you a question. So, I went to the rabbi, my shul, and I said to him, I asked him the same question. I said, what do I do? How do I learn how to daven? And he said to me, listen, you sit in the back right corner of the shul. And I said, that's true. He said, I want you to sit in the front left. I said, why? He said, there are three people who sit in the front left that know how to daven. He said, there's a gentleman who for many years didn't have children, adopted, and then had four children, three of whom are special needs. He knows how to daven. There's an older gentleman who sits in the front row on the left, Holocaust survivor. You will not find him not crying during davening. He knows how to daven. Then he said, there's this young guy who's a graduate of YU. He said, I don't know his story, he just moved to the community, but he chuckles, he cries, he screams, he davens out loud. Sit in the front left of the shul. You'll learn how to daven just by being around and watching people that know how to daven. And the truth is that this piece of advice was given a very long time ago by the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachot and Dav Chaf Vav says, what were tefillot based upon? Who was mitaken? Who established tefillot? And Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, the avot, our forefathers, established tefillot. What does that mean, they established tefillot? It means the avot, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they davened. They knew how to daven, and each one of them davened differently. And if you want to learn how to daven, go see what the story of Avram is and how he davened. Go see what the story of Yitzhak is and why and how. What it felt like to daven like Yitzhak. And since this week's parsha is the retirement, in a sense, of Avram and the beginning of the heyday of Yitzhak, so let's just ask the question. How did Yitzhak daven? What is the model? What's the paradigm that Yitzhak, in this week's parsha, gives to us as to how he davened? What did he look like when he davened? What was his emotion when he davened? What was he doing when he davened? And the truth is, if you look for when did Yitzhak daven, he actually davens twice. The first time is the beginning of next week's parsha, and the second time, or the first time, is the end of this week's parsha. And it's interesting to think about, which one did Chazal choose as the model? Let me remind you what the two are. Next week's parsha, in Parsha Toldot, Pasuk tells us like this, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto, and Yitzchak daven to God in front of, for his wife, Kiakarei, because she was barren. I just want to, that's strange language. Has anyone heard that language? Vayetar? Does that come from davening? Is that a, what does that word mean? In modern Hebrew, anyone know what an atira is? It's an appeal in court. So what type of davening is the davening of an appeal? It's a davening where you do it again and again and again for the same reason. What reason was that? His wife is barren and he wants a child. So it's not a davening of, today I'm davening for something. Every day, Yitzhak daven for his wife, for having children. But it's interesting to think that if you look at the Gemara, it's not the model of tefillah of Yitzhak. The model of a bakasha, of a tefillah motivated by request, is not the model that the Gemara gives us. Rather, what is it? It's the model from the end of this parsha. When Rivka is coming, what happens? Yitzchak ba miber l'chai l'roi. Yitzchak is coming. Vayetze Yitzchak
Lasuach basadeh,
lifnot erev. So there we have it, a language of tefillah. No? Yitzhak goes out, lasuach, in a field. Well, what's lasuach? Says the Gemara, ein sicha ela tefillah.
Wait a second.
So he went out to the field to daven, siach. But why? What was pushing him to daven?
I don't know. Doesn't say. You know why it doesn't say?
Because that's the tefillah of Yitzhak, and that's the tefillah of Mincha. What am I talking about? Sicha in Hebrew means conversation.
Psukim over and over.
You pour out your tefillah in conversation to God. There doesn't need to be a motivation for tefillah. That's the model of Yitzhak, and that's the model of Mincha.
Not every tefillah is about, I want something.
I'm looking for something. There's not always a motivation.
Tefillah is not necessarily a means, but an end.
Okay, but an end to what? When I have a sicha with somebody, I have a conversation. What's the conversation about? It almost doesn't matter.
A conversation is I'm talking to you.
We have a relationship. And generally, the more we talk, the more time we spend together, the stronger of a relationship it is.
And the truth is, Yaakov went to the field. You know why he went to the field?
To talk to God. You know how often he did that? Don't know. Perhaps every day in the afternoon. You know, you think about you're dating someone, you like someone, you're married to someone, you call them up, pick up the phone, I call my wife at 12 o'clock. She says, how you doing? I say, how you doing? She goes, I'm doing great. And of course she then says, what's up? What do you want? And I say, no. Nothing. Just wanted to hear your voice. Just wanted to say hi. Just wanted to check in. Just wanted to see how you're doing. That's tefillah. That's the model of tefillah of Yitzhak. Sometimes tefillah, there's no motivation. It's not for a purpose. It's simply to say hello. It's simply to remind yourself that God is there. To remind God that you're there. To have a relationship between each other.
And when we daven, you know, my favorite part of davening is when Shmon Esrei is about to end, right before you say, Elokai Netzor, Yehi Ratzon, is the moment where you just hold your eyes closed and you say, okay, today's Thursday, it's going to be a long day, or it's going to be a short day, I've got a couple challenges in front of me, I'm glad I'm not alone. And then you take your 3 steps back and you go back.
Tefillah is not just saying the words, it's about having a conversation. Don't ever daven without talking to God. Good day.